Hello and welcome to Curie. I'm your host, Matt, and today we're diving into three major updates in oncology. We'll discuss the FDA approval of vimseltinib for tenosynovial giant cell tumors, TGCT, explore how sotorasib and panitumumab are changing the landscape for KRAS G12C mutated colorectal cancer, and break down new immunotherapy data in high-risk, early-stage, ER-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer. Let's get started. First up, the FDA has approved vimseltinib, Romimza, for the treatment of symptomatic TGCT in patients who are not candidates for surgery. TGCT is a rare non-malignant but aggressive tumor affecting the joints, tendons, and synovium, often leading to significant pain and mobility issues. Until now, treatment options have been limited, with pexidartinib, Tarolio, being the only other approved systemic therapy. However, pexidartinib carries a box warning for hepatotoxicity, limiting its use. That's where vimseltinib comes in. In the MOTION trial, 40% of patients receiving vimseltinib showed an objective response, compared to 0% in the placebo group. Importantly, patients also reported improved pain and functional outcomes, reinforcing its role as a clinically meaningful treatment. Adverse events were manageable, with common toxicities including nausea, fatigue, and increased liver enzymes. What does this mean for oncologists? Vimseltinib offers a more targeted, well-tolerated treatment for TGCT patients, particularly those who experience severe symptoms but are not surgical candidates. While it won't replace surgery as the primary treatment, it fills a major gap for patients with diffuse, unresectable disease. Next, let's turn to KRAS G12C mutated metastatic colorectal cancer, where the FDA has approved the combination of sotorasib, Lumakras, and panitumumab, Vec-D-Bix, for patients who have progressed on standard chemotherapy. Historically, KRAS mutations were considered undruggable, but that's changing. The CodeBreaK 300 study showed that the combination of sotorasib and panitumumab nearly tripled median progression-free survival compared to standard chemotherapy, 5.6 months versus 2 months. Why does this matter? KRAS G12C mutations occur in about 3 to 4% of colorectal cancer patients, and until recently, targeted options were non-existent. This approval establishes a new standard for these patients, offering a targeted therapy that significantly improves outcomes over chemotherapy alone. The combination was well tolerated, with rash and diarrhea being the most common side effects. For oncologists treating KRAS G12C mutated colorectal cancer, this means a new second line or later option that offers improved efficacy while maintaining a manageable safety profile. Moving forward, expect more KRAS-directed therapies and combination strategies to emerge in the colorectal cancer space. Finally, let's talk about immunotherapy in high-risk, early-stage, ER-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer. This is a new frontier as immunotherapy has not traditionally been considered a major player in this subtype. However, two phase 3 trials, CheckMate 7FL and Keynote 756, have changed that narrative. These trials found that adding a PD-1 inhibitor, nivolumab or pembrolizumab, to neoadjuvant chemotherapy significantly increased pathological complete response, PCR, rates. In CheckMate 7FL, nivolumab increased PCR rates from 13.8% to 24.5%, and in Keynote 756, pembrolizumab increased PCR from 15.6% to 24.3%. These numbers may seem modest compared to what we've seen in triple-negative breast cancer, but they represent a major step forward for a population that has historically been less responsive to immunotherapy. The implication? We could be moving toward a broader role for checkpoint inhibitors in ER-positive disease, particularly for high-risk patients. However, it remains to be seen whether these early PCR improvements will translate into longer-term survival benefits. That wraps up today's episode of Curie. From a new non-surgical treatment for TGCT to a breakthrough targeted therapy in KRAS G12C mutated colorectal cancer and the evolving role of immunotherapy in high-risk ER-positive breast cancer, it's clear that precision oncology continues to reshape cancer treatment. If you're listening on the Curie app, thanks for being part of the community. Be sure to come back next time for more expert insights and breaking oncology updates. If you're tuning in from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other platform, check out the Curie app for a personalized, clutter-free experience designed specifically for medical professionals. You'll find the App Store link in the episode description. We'd love to have you join us. Until next time, stay curious and keep making a difference.